Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and Michael's with me as always.
Hello. Hi everyone. Hi Jo, how's it going?
All right, we just thought we'd come on and do a VI Talk update to let you all know what's been going on and what we've got planned for the future.
We are. So we've got a new section started, haven't we? Which we've got the first one already sent in, just needs editing and then going up in the next couple of days. So what's that?
It's courtesy of McBird, who is Graham Page, but his audio boo name is McBird, or as VoiceOver pronounces it, McBird. And basically, I asked Graham if he would be interested in doing a series for us about places to eat around the country. And he kindly agreed, and he's done his first one. And it really is worth a listen. He's based it around the Westfield Shopping Centre in London, which is very near to where the Olympic Village was. So I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to leave it for you to listen to Graham's first in the new series.
Yeah, so that will be going on in the next few days. And obviously some of the things which we've done today, the latest podcast has been released, which, yeah, some of the things have been on the channel, because it's always good to put things on the channel and the podcast, isn't it? Like Dean Duplessis and Hassam's talk about his brilliant cricket career. And we've also put the interview with Gavin on there as well, haven't we?
We have, and there's also our coffee break, which this time is with Pat Rodaway.
And talking of the coffee break with Pat, he's just released his new CD, which I think he mentions on the interview, some sort of Frank Sinatra numbers, so that's just being released at the moment. So again, if you're interested in Pat's music or any of the music featured in Coffee Break, just get in touch.
Yeah. So we've had lots of discussion topics on the channel lately. We've had the sleep disorder, Non-24, and melatonin, and that's been going on the Facebook group as well. People have been swapping ideas, whether they use melatonin, whether they find it beneficial, or whether they've had a bad experience with it. So that's still open. Any of the discussion topics, if you want to contribute, just chip in whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, and some of the ongoing other topics we've had, things like the autonomous cars. We've also had like good customer service, where people have received outstanding customer service at different venues, eating or shopping or anywhere really, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all sorts. So, you know, do feel free to scroll back down the channel feed and look at what's gone before, because nothing ever closes. So, you know, and if you want to start a topic of your own, then of course that's always, you know, we're always happy for that as well.
Right, so have we got any other updates as well, or should we wrap it up?
I don't think there's anything else really, is there? Just, you know, if you want, fancy going and have a look on the Facebook group, there's things that there's information on there. We've had quite a lot of information booths, had a lot of emails lately about audio described theatre, and we're hoping to get, well, we are going to get an interview with a lady who helps us out frequently with that. So that's one to look out for in the near future as well.
It is. And we are now, obviously, you've seen from Anne and Irene, who both audio describe, we're going to start putting their updates on Facebook and hopefully on the channel as well. We're just looking at the best way to do that, so you can get to find out what's coming up in Audio Described Land.
Yeah, and don't forget that there's the WESC Open Day coming up. There's information about that on Facebook and the channel. So if you're in the southwest of England and you're interested in education at a specialist establishment like WESC, then it's certainly worth getting in touch with them and going along to see what they've got to offer.
Yeah, so you know, keep popping in, whichever way you do that, be that our friends who get the use the Sonata player, or the people who download straight through iTunes and via the podcast feeds, or you come directly on Audioboo and Facebook and Twitter, etc. So, you know, keep popping in, keep seeing what we've got to offer and what people have got to say, and just chip in and have your say.
Yeah, and if there's anything you'd like us to cover on VI Talk, whether that's on the podcast or something for Facebook group or the channel, you know, get in touch. If there's something you want us to look into, see if we can start a series on it or something like that, then, you know, we'll have a go at anything really.
We will, like we said, as long as it's done in the right sort of way, we will cover any subject.
Absolutely. So shall we hand over to our Wendy, the lovely Wend, to give our contact details?
I think we should, but should we just give the voicemail message number first, because that's not mentioned there, is it?
It's not, is it? We should do that. Yeah, that's 0161 298 8255.
Right, so over to you, Wendy, and ta-ra.
Bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.